Welcome to episode 42 of the Repossible Podcast. It's Thursday, January 31st, 2019. It's snowing and beautiful in Holland, in central Holland. I'm outside in the woods with my dog, as usual. And how do I bring this up? It's an easy one. I'm just thinking of the best angle, but it's so my son, leaving for school, he can't find his train pass. And this is not an uncommon occurrence. He usually can't, there's something he cannot find in the morning, well, and the evening, and the afternoon, but never at dusk. Steve Martin fans, thank you very much. But the energy he and directly we spend looking for his lost stuff is so disproportionate to the amount of time he would save if he just put it in its place. So, I mean, he's 12, but how can he, dare I say, create a daily habit of knowing where his stuff is? I mean, the usual culprits are his shoes, his basketball shorts, his train pass, his phone, his earbuds. You know, daily stuff. So, but he loses one of them probably every day. And so how to solve this? And again, of course, what I'm getting at is to relieve stress, to free up space in your brain for other things. Like, we could have had a whole conversation about who knows what, about the snow today. We could have had a conversation about the weekend, what we're going to do. But no, we spent at least 10 or 15 minutes aggravated, annoyed, searching for his stupid train pass, which we never found. And he went out the door, you know, practically crying. And he finally came back in and said, he's going to bike. Because nobody could pick him up. And then he doesn't have a train pass to take the bus home. So that wasn't going to work. And part of this is he needs to learn some independence. He needs to learn some responsibility. Of course, he's need to learn this for, you know, 6 years. But my point is that we all do this. We all have these little things that keep us from the energy that we could be using. So we're using daily energy and negative energy. I mean, nasty, where's my bus pass? Instead of starting your day off with something more positive. So I know this sounds small, and it is small, but this is the stuff that leads to the bigger stuff. If your day begins with, where's my bus pass? Then you've got to climb back up to make your day be anything worthwhile. Whereas if that is taken care of beforehand, ideally the night before, right? You got all your stuff. I mean, I know we're talking little kid stuff, but I know this is connecting with adults as well. I do the same thing. But most of my stuff, I do have a place for it. And I'm just not talking only about a physical location for an object. But it's my, of course, for me, writing every day. It's my writing every day. It's not even a topic. I just do it. I'll get it done at some point during the day. Better if it's in the morning, because then I'm done for the day. And then I can free up my mind for anything else. But my mind is not busy with, am I going to write today? Am I going to find my bus pass? It's done. Check. Move on. So a lot of this wasted energy it comes to me, which annoys me because I know where my train pass is and he doesn't, but I'm his dad. I got to find his train pass or send him off on his bike. And that's annoying to me. So how can I get others to free up? And of course, what I'm really getting at is creative energy. I want creative energy. That's the good stuff. But we're just getting bogged down in this nasty, yucky, not was surviving, you know, survival energy from of when, oh, I got to find my bus pass in time to catch the bus. All right. We're talking about loads of fun stuff. Frustration, even anger, sadness, regret. Yeah, all that nasty stuff. Whereas it could be, hey, it's Friday. Hey, it's Thursday. What a fun day we're going to have. What a... I got my bus pass. Let's move on to other topics. All right, I've beaten this dead horse enough. His bus pass needs to go in his little pouchy thing in the front pocket of his backpack. That's it. End of story. Then if it's not there, it's stolen or his backpack has launched into space. But that's where it should be. So, takeaway from bus pass dilemma of the morning is what can we get out of our way on a daily basis to free up other better thoughts, energy, momentum, you know, start out in a good place. Get it done early in the day. Check it off so it's finished and taken care of and you can move on. All right, that's enough. It's beautiful outside. So glad I came outside because I was in bus pass hell. And because it truly affected our morning, you know, by a long shot. My wife is fed up. My son is half crying because he can't find his pass. And of course, not the first time he can't find something. He's frustrated and it affects your morning. So I'm out in the snow. There's that snow that's on the leaves that looks like powder. I mean, I'm such a California boy. I can't get over it. But this is like the entire planet is covered in powdered sugar. And it is just delicious. And I can't get enough of it. I'll put a picture in here. But there is Repossible episode 42 on how to free up some energy in your day by taking care of the junk. It's putting it nicely. All right, till next week. This is Bradley Charbonneau. Hope you're having a better start to your Thursday than I did. See you next week.